Rapid City police shot and killed a man they say was attacking a female victim in a domestic violence dispute. Patrick Stephen Lundstrom, a 46-year-old Native American man, was shot by police after they were called to a residence in the Star Village neighborhood. Police say Lundstrom lunged at an officer with a metal pipe or bar. Police officials say the case is about domestic violence and is not race-related. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray has more.
Police Chief Carl Jagerus says officers were called to a residence with a report of a man attacking a female victim. When they arrived, they found a trail of blood to a locked door at the residence, and they could hear a violent dispute occurring inside.
In this situation last night, the victim had just been assaulted and was still inside of a locked house with the suspect that had assaulted her. The suspect continued to pose a real and dangerous threat to that victim. Immediate intervention was necessary.
Police say Lundstrom had a long list of domestic violence disputes, including one on August 25th in which he allegedly broke into the same house and assaulted the same female victim. Police shootings have outraged some in the Native American community who raise concerns about violence against minorities nationwide.
I woke up this morning, several people on Facebook had said, that's why we don't call the police, you know, that this is what's going to happen.
Jazz Jewett is with the group Community Conversations. The organization works to build cross-cultural communication following a spike in racial tension over past incidents. But Jewett says this case is more about protecting a victim of domestic violence and less about race.
I feel real bad for the victim, and I hope that she, you know, I pray for her and the families, and this is, you know, and this community. I mean, you know, this is a community problem. Violence is not an Indian issue. It's not a white issue. It's a community issue.
The officer involved in the shooting, Matt McCrander, has been placed on administrative leave. The South Dakota Division of Criminal Investigation is now investigating the case. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.